Hello.
Hi, my name is Karen. I'm calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance. Are you in need of assistance?
Yes.
Okay, you are in a safe location, correct?
I'm on the side of the expressway.
Okay, well, do you feel like you're safe?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So can you go ahead and say your first and your last name and your phone number, please?
Tyler Marine, 334-739-3325.
Thank you. Would you like to receive mobile texts and updates?
Not really. I just want to at least try to see if my car starts or at least get a tow.
Okay, so you don't want to know when they're coming, the name of the company? You don't want none of that information because you said...
Oh, no. Yeah, I want that.
Okay. Well, I do have to advise you that message and data rates may apply. Could you go ahead and please give me your policy number?
Your who?
Your policy number.
I'm sorry, I can't ask this. Okay, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
G A 0015394M.
Okay, so we have Golf Alpha 001539 4 and Mike, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's not pulling up. Did it have any dashes in it?
No. G as in girl, A as in Alpha, 001539 4, M as in man, Mike.
Right, I got it. It did not pull up. Give me 1 second. Okay, what about the last 8 numbers of the VIN number? You have that?
I probably didn't say that. Okay, here we go. 9591984 93.
Okay, so we have 9591984 93, correct? Okay, thank you.
Did that work?
I'm putting it in now. Bear with me. All right, so the phone number that's on the policy, no, that did not work as well. The phone number that's on the policy is the 334-739-3325. Is that correct?
No, that's not what's on the policy. It should be... Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
404-453-4783.
I'm sorry, what was the area code?
404.
Okay.
453-4783.
Okay, we have 404-453-4783. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm so sorry. It still didn't pull up. Okay, so we can try. There's one more way. So didn't pull up with the last 8 of the VIN. Okay, so now do you have your effective date of when you got the insurance?
Okay. 411-2022.
Thank
and
you.
And it expires on 10/11/2022.
Okay. All right. So do you see anything that says producer code?
Well, it says who now? I'm sorry?
Producer code.
Mm-mm.
Or plan letter.
Mm-mm.
All right, so with that,
I have an NIC number. I mean, NAIC number.
No, that's no. It's just a plan letter order or the producer code. So what is going on? And I do apologize. It's saying that the customer will need to pay out of the pocket for the service today, and you can submit for the reimbursement consideration because the policy number that you gave me, I put in, it did not pull up. Did it have any dashes or anything in there as well?
And the policy number, no.
Okay. And then I put in the 8 of the VIN, which they was asking for, and the phone number, and the effective date, and all the information. Normally, it will pop up, but I can try one more thing. Have you used us lately?
No, this is my first time calling y'all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because if I could have checked to see if you was in the system, and then I could have get you, you know, got your policy information as well, because only when the customers call in, when they give us the information, we put it in the system, and normally it pulls up, but none of your
information.
Well,
maybe the policies don't have roadside assistance. That's probably why.
Okay. Well, we don't deny anyone. We can definitely still assist you, but you would have to pay out of pocket. And if you're
and
trying
how much
to... And if you're trying to get a tow, it starts anywhere from $75 to $85 to $95, and then the provider charges per mile.
My God, I can't afford that. I don't even know what's wrong right now. My car won't start.
Mm-hmm.
I was just running, and then I pulled over because my temperature was rising.
Okay. Right. Now, we can't, like, go in and kind of diagnose your car or whatever, but it sounds like it's running hot. If you feel like you're not safe, you can always call your local authorities, or you can actually wait till it cool down and then try to make it to the nearest, you know, off of the highway.
It's not starting, period.
Okay. Well, like I said, we can't diagnose, you know, what's going on with your car. I do apologize. You know, this is why we get the providers out there. You know, you said you were unable to, you know, maybe if you let it cool down and then maybe it may cut off.
It might just be the battery.
Or the battery that you get a jump start. But once again, if you're not safe on the highway, you can always call your local authorities.
I'm waiting for a ride to pick me up. Thank you.
I'm so sorry. I do want to say I hope all goes well with you, and thank you so much for calling Emergency Roadside. Be safe. Bye-bye.